Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 349. Why Your Workout Plan is Failing You, part 2, by Taylor Scher with nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. I read to you from some of the most popular blogs out there, always with permission from the sites, of course. Now, before I jump into today's post, as you probably figured out from the title, today's a continuation from yesterday. So if you're skipping around or are new to the show, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 348. All right, let's hear the second half of yesterday's post and continue optimizing your life. Why Your Workout Plan is Failing You, part 2, by Taylor Scher with nerdfitness.com. Starting a plan might not be the best bet. Okay, so we know that when starting something, whether it be saving for your future or getting healthy, you need to start by getting your feet wet, not by jumping in face first. This may work for cold pools and oceans, but you'll have no such luck with new health and fitness habits. The number one reason most people don't get healthy isn't because they don't know what to do, it's because they can't follow through. It's not that they don't have the perfect program, or they aren't doing the right exercises. Is that they aren't doing anything consistently. The good news is, there's an easy fix. Instead of getting overwhelmed with a huge new program, start by getting small immediately and then learn more as you go. So, what does this mean for you? One, if you are more or less sedentary, don't go from working out 0 days a week to working out intensely 5 days a week. Show yourself first that this isn't something you are just going to do for 2 weeks and quit. It would be far better to stick consistently with a tiny 10-minute workout than start a 5-day-a-week program and quit after 2 weeks. Before you start your new ideal routine, create your new identity, the you that makes fitness a priority and works out regularly. Try some basic bodyweight exercises. You can even start small with some push-ups and bodyweight squats. Do them every other day. Just do something and keep getting better at whatever small thing you choose. Two. If you are a runner looking to get into strength training, start making small changes in your routine to incorporate your new routine. Don't jump overnight from spending hours and hours outside running to only going to the gym. That's jarring, and for many people, a recipe for failure. Cut back on some of your running and add in basic bodyweight exercises. Maybe at the end of your new shortened runs, do some circuits of push-ups, pull-ups, and squats. Three, if your diet is out of whack, don't jump into a huge, dramatic change overnight. Whether you are trying to gain muscle or lose weight, don't make these changes overnight. You can't jump into that perfect plan that everybody is recommending. That's just not how we humans are built. Say no to crash diets or the lofty 14 small meal muscle building diet plan. Even with big changes like a paleo lifestyle, get started slowly. Celebrate small wins and get yourself to make nutrition a priority. What your levels might look like. So you just hit start on the game of life and you're itching to get started. Before we can get you to level 50, we need to get you to level 2 first and then level 3. Here's an example. Beginner zone. Kick your soda habit. Ramp down from 6 sodas a day to 5, then 4, then 3. Complete a hard hat challenge to prove you can follow through. Start walking to Mordor. Work on doing a push-up. Fix your sleep. Easy zone. Start a basic bodyweight workout. Begin to learn the form for squats, deadlifts, and overhead presses. Eat a healthy lunch every day. Cut back on highly processed carbohydrates. reduce added sugar from your diet. Medium zone. Go to the gym 3 times a week or more and walk on your off days. Work on building good form with only a few big compound exercises. Eat a healthy lunch and dinner during the week. Work on some skill-based bodyweight exercises like handstands. Continue minimizing processed carbs and incorporate more fruits and vegetables. Hard zone. Consider moving to a more advanced strength routine. Incorporate some assistance exercises into your routine to support your main workout. Add a new activity to your week, like yoga or a team sport. And your legendary mode? If you're into strength training, perhaps instead of powerlifting, you explore Olympic lifting, strongman, or gymnastics. A runner? Check out some Ironman races. Try out for Ninja Warrior. Who knows what you can become once you build a solid foundation? Don't go it alone. Games like the World of Warcraft aren't fun because they let you grind incessantly to get better levels. They're fun because they let you grind incessantly to get better levels with other people. You have friends that ask you to join them on raids, are at slightly higher levels than you that can tell you the best places to hunt, are at slightly lower levels than you who you get to mentor through the next cave. They yell at you when you're not there to play. So who is your guild or party in real life? Do you have these people who are yelling at you when you miss a workout with them? People that are there to help you when you struggle? Do you have people that you're helping? Life isn't a single-player game. It's a massively multiplayer, real-life, role-playing game. Don't be afraid to get started, to pick your class, stumble and fall down, get backup, try new things, find friends who are close to your level, and get weird. What's that you say? You don't have any real-life friends who want to join your exercise party? Well, now you got about 22,000 friends waiting to help, support, and push you. Game on. Train smart. Don't spend time and energy building the perfect routine. There is no such thing. The best workout plan is the one you actually do. If trying the all-in approach has repeatedly failed in the past, why not mix things up and try small victories and incremental levels instead? After all, supposedly the definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Don't let a fancy program overwhelm and intimidate you. Just get started with something now, and after you find yourself heading to your workout like a robot, then hop on that awesome program. The worst thing you can do is to continue to collect piles of underpants and sit on the sidelines waiting for that perfect moment or that moment of clarity. It doesn't exist. Hit start. Put one foot in front of the other and do something. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, Why Your Workout Plan is Failing You, by Taylor Scher with nerdfitness.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
On Monday's show, I talked about how there were meta-analyses performed with weight management and who's typically more successful with losing weight and keeping the weight off. Because really, that's the trick, right? How can you be consistent? One of the best ways to do that is something that today's author mentioned, social support. As the author, Taylor, so aptly mentioned, life isn't a single-player game. What we're learning is this couldn't be more true when it comes to following a healthy lifestyle. Two of the biggest predictors for long-term success with weight loss and weight management are, number one, exercise. So staying consistent with exercise, which is what these last 2 days have been all about, essentially. And two, social support. Do you hang out with people who have similar goals as you? Do you hang out with those that'll miss you if you don't go to the gym? That was the second biggest predictor for long-term success with weight management, social support. We are social beings. And this, again, shows how important it is to hang around those who share similar goals, who want to also follow a healthy lifestyle. All right, that's it for today. I hope you're having a wonderful week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening all the way to the end. I'll be back tomorrow with the usual Friday Q&A, which will actually touch nicely on the things we've been discussing this week. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.